Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English is fine. How long is the survey?
The survey takes 5 to 8 minutes, depends on your answers, but I will go through the survey as quick as I can. It's a very short survey, really. And
okay.
Can you please tell us your age? Are you at least 18 years old, to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, or 60 and older?
Below 44.
Okay.
What was
is
the
that
one that includes? Yeah.
30 to 44, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
And in which county of Massachusetts do you live?
Hamden.
Okay. Hamden. And now, how will you describe your gender?
Male.
And how will you describe your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degrees.
Thank you. In a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
Ooh, I would say more routes for trains.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And now, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Haley on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking, A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
B. And the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service throughout eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healy for her handling of the MBTA, A, B, C, D, or F?
B. Sorry, I don't use that system.
And, yeah, just based on what you know about the system, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healy for her handling of the regional transit authorities, A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
And the Massachusetts state legislator is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislator for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts?
A B for general infrastructure, yeah.
And now thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, will you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020? Worse than it was before the pandemic or about the same?
About the same, I would say.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 50% now. Thank you for your time. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, just let me know, okay? Drive or ride in a car on the highway. Do you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Very safe.
Walk around your community? Very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Take a public bus?
Somewhat safe.
Take the MBTA subway?
Somewhat safe, yeah.
Drive or ride in a car on local roads?
Very safe.
Ride a bicycle?
Somewhat safe.
Take the MBTA commuter rail?
Somewhat safe.
And now, this is basically the last part of the survey about a different topic. Governor Healy has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much will you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
So the fee will be charged when someone purchases a property or on the property tax?
The The bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. And cities and towns will use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing.
Would
you strongly support that proposal or somewhat support or oppose?
Strongly support it.
Strongly. And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Two.
And do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
We own a home.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed full-time, part-time, or not currently employed?
Full-time.
And to the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following free transit pass for employees, discount transit pass, free tax transit benefit or deducting the cost of transit passes from employees or paycheck, or no? None of the above.
None of those. None of the above.
And do you get, I'm sorry, does your work offer any form of parking free or paid for employees? Free parking, parking paid per month, parking paid per day, or none of these?
None of those.
And how often do you work from home right now? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, or never?
A few days a week.
And when you commute to work, how do you do so? Take the MBTA subway, take a ferry, drive, ride a bike, take the commuter rail, take a public bus or walk?
I drive always, yeah.
And why do you commute the way you do?
The bus would take too long.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. I'm sorry. And in politics today, which will you consider yourself, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the category that contains your income. Below $25,000? 25 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000 or 150,000 or more?
150 or more.
And the last question, just to make sure we speak to all areas, what is the zip code where you live?
The zip code is 01119.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And again, thank you for your help and have a great evening.
Yeah. You too. Take care.
Bye.
God bless.